Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu addresses Angolan parliamentarians at National Assembly in Luanda, asserts India and Angola have vast opportunities to deepen economic ties in various sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. A powerful car blast rocks Delhi's Red Fort metro station area. Multiple casualties feared. Prime Minister Modi takes stock of the situation. Human Rights Commission of Pakistan voices concern over worsening situation in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. And in archery, India assured of at least two medals at Asian Championship 2025 in Dhaka. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the Angolan parliamentarians at their National Assembly in Luanda today. President Murmu said it was a matter of great pride to address the National Assembly of Angola and its representatives, praising the country's inspiring journey from its freedom struggle to peace and democracy. Expressing gratitude to the President of Angola, João Manuel González Lourenço, for the invitation, President Murmu highlighted that 2025 holds special significance as it marks the 40th anniversary of the diplomatic relations between India and Angola, alongside the Golden Jubilee of Angola's independence. She said these occasions serve as a source of mutual inspiration for both the nations.
ये वर्ष भारत और अंगोला के बीच राजनयिक संबंधों की स्थापना की 40वीं वर्षगांठ है साथ ही अंगोला अपनी स्वतंत्रता की स्वर्ण जयंती मना रहा है ये दोनों ऐतिहासिक अवसर हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को और अधिक गहराई और विस्तार देने की प्रेरणा देते हैं मैं आप सभी को स्वतंत्रता की 50वीं वर्षगांठ पर 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की ओर से हार्दिक बधाई देती हूं
Earlier in the day, President Murmu visited the Fortaleza de São Miguel, the fortress that houses the Museum of the Armed Forces at Luanda. The museum narrates the story of Angola's long and complex military history, including its colonial period and struggle for independence. The president reached the Angolan capital Luanda on Saturday on the first leg of a state visit to the two African nations, including Botswana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. The visit underscores the ongoing tradition of high-level exchanges between the two nations and is aimed at further deepening the special friendship and cooperation between Bharat and Bhutan. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Funatsangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 70th birth anniversary of the fourth King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, and also meet his counterpart Shering Tobke. Prime Minister Modi's visit coincides with the exposition of the sacred Piparahwa relics of Lord Buddha from India in the ongoing Global Peace Prayer Festival in Thimphu. Mr. Modi will also participate in the Global Peace Prayer Festival and offer prayers to the holy relics. Talking to Akashwani News, Indian Ambassador to Bhutan, Sandeep Arya shared an insight into ties between India and Bhutan. He highlighted that Prime Minister Modi's visit comes at a significant time, coinciding with the Global Peace Prayer Festival underway in Thimphu, an event the people of Bhutan have described as unprecedented. Mr. Arya said the visit is expected to further build upon the special, close and deep bilateral ties between the two countries.
The visit of the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, is taking place at a very, very special time. Right now in Bhutan, we have something called Global Peace Prayer Festival, which is going on, which is also a very unique thing. Bhutanese are calling it an unprecedented event that they are holding. Then we have, of course, bilateral relations and our own various bilateral issues, which will come up for discussion.
A powerful car blast occurred near Lal Kila Metro Station in New Delhi this evening. Talking to media, Delhi Police Commissioner Satish Golcha said at around 6:52 p.m., a slow-moving vehicle stopped at the red light and an explosion happened in that vehicle. He added that due to the explosion, nearby vehicles were also damaged. The police commissioner informed that some people have died and some have been injured in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken stock of the situation in the wake of the blast in Delhi. Sources said he spoke to the Union Home Minister Amit Shah and took an update on the situation. Talking to Akashwani News, Delhi Fire Service said that they received a call about the incident at around 6:55 p.m. It said that 7 fire tenders were dispatched to the scene to control the blaze. They added that 1 or 2 nearby cars also caught fire as a result of the explosion. Home Minister Amit Shah visited the Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Hospital in New Delhi following the car blast near Red Fort Metro Station. Earlier speaking to media, Mr. Shah stated that centre is exploring all possibilities and will conduct a thorough investigation into the blast. Talking to media, Mr. Shah said all options will be investigated immediately and the results will be presented to the public. He informed that the blast occurred in a Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal near Red Fort in Delhi. He informed that preliminary reports indicate that some people have lost their lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones in the blast in Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped for speedy recovery of those injured. He informed that he reviewed the situation with Home Minister Amit Shah and other officials. The Prime Minister added that those affected are being assisted by authorities. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, HRCP, has voiced concern over the worsening security and human rights situation in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, highlighting a situation of fear, lawlessness and erosion of civil authorities in the province. In its latest fact-finding report titled Caught in the Crossfire, the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan stated that nearly two-thirds of all attacks that were reported in Pakistan this year took place in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, majorly targeting security forces and law enforcement agencies. According to the report, the epicenter of violence was the districts where people continue to face insecurity, forced displacement and limited access to justice. The fact-finding mission noted that civilian casualties and intelligence-based operations were carried out without civilian oversight regularly, while police and local officials were not involved in important decisions about law and order. The second WHO Traditional Medicine Global Summit will be organized between the 17th to the 19th of next month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The summit, co-hosted by the World Health Organization WHO and the Ministry of Ayush, will be based on the theme Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. India assured itself of at least 2 medals at the Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka, with both the recurve men's team and the compound women's team advancing to the finals after impressive semi-final victories today. According to updates shared by the Archery Association of India in a social media post, the recurve men's team comprising Yashdeep Bhoge, Atanu Das and Rahul registered a 5-3 win over Kazakhstan in a closely fought semi-final encounter. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu addresses Angolan parliamentarians at National Assembly in Luanda, asserts India and Angola have vast opportunities to deepen economic ties in various sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 2-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. A powerful car blast rocks Delhi's Red Fort metro station area. Multiple casualties feared. Prime Minister Modi takes stock of the situation. Human Rights Commission of Pakistan voices concern over worsening situation in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. And in archery, India assured of at least 2 medals at Asian Championship 2025 in Dhaka. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.